Well, hey, my name's Garrett Higby, and I'm going to be your tour guide. You know the difference between a tour guide and a travel agent? A tour guide is what you guys need to be in counseling. A travel agent is what you never want to be. A travel agent says, here's the brochure, I've never been there, I hope you enjoy it. A tour guide says, been there, maybe just a little bit more than you can even think, and I get it to some degree, and I understand how to get you from there to there, and I'm even going to go with you. Okay, so let's be tour guides, okay, together on this case study on pornography. Is pornography, how big is the pornography problem? This big? How big? Huge epidemic, right? Epidemic in our society. It blows me away how huge the problem is, and you don't even have to go looking for it. It's everywhere. This is a hyper-sexualized society we live in, unfortunately. I am the executive director of a ministry called Biblical Soul Care at Harvest Bible Chapel. I've been counseling for 30 years, almost half that time as a clinical psychologist and the other half as a biblical counselor. Can you guess which went first? I got saved, and it radically turned over my worldview. And next thing you know, I'm like, there's got to be a better way to counsel than with psychology, right? I mean, God has way better answers than I think they'd be in His Word. And then my pastor took me to meet in a hotel room a bunch of guys that had this thing called biblical counseling, which I'm like, okay, that sounds right, I think. And so I'm in a hotel room and he introduces me to Jay Adams, Steve Byers, Bob Smith, and Randy Patton in a hotel room together. I'm a clinical psychologist, new believer, overwhelmed, but blessed, right? That was about 20 years ago. I know I don't look that old. Come on. We say at Harvest, a year at Harvest is like dog years. So I've been there almost five, so I'm 35 years at Harvest now. It's moving fast. All right, so I'm also on the board of the Biblical Counseling Coalition. You got to check out the Biblical Counseling Coalition website if you're looking for resources, cutting-edge materials. It's phenomenal. I'm not plugging it because I get a kickback. It's really an excellent, it's probably the best single biblical counseling website on the web. Okay, so check it out. You'll get all kinds of blogs, resources, book reviews, other ministries. It's all about promoting biblical counseling, not promoting the Biblical Counseling Coalition. Does that make sense? Okay, it's a unifying organization that is about getting biblical counseling out there into the local church and seminaries at another level. Okay, so just some things. I'm also the husband of Tammy. I also have three kids. Rachel is 13, Zach is 12, and Sarah Beth is 6. That's a little bit about who I am and why I'm in front of you guys. But I want to talk about the problem. It's a huge problem. It's a pandemic. Since we started talking about the statistics, there's clearly over 4 million web addresses for pornography. It is over $100 billion a year industry. My wife says, be careful not to go off track too far, but I got to tell you this story. Okay, so I'm skiing in Colorado a few years ago with a buddy of mine, and we jump in the hot tub with this guy, and we're talking. I'm like, what do you do? And he goes, I work in the IT industry. And I'm like, I'm a biblical counselor. You think I'm letting him get away with that? No, there's got to be more. And so we're talking some more, and next thing you know, he's like, well, honestly, I essentially have a ton of pornography websites that I make sure are running well and getting lots of hits and all this stuff. And this guy's multi-millionaire. And I'm like, do you have a problem with that? Do you have trouble sleeping or anything? He goes, why would I, man? I'm fist over, you know, I've got so much money, I don't know what to do with it. It's not my problem. If people get stuck on that stuff, that's their choice. He goes, I know, I don't watch this stuff. That's what he says to me. I'm like, that's not passing the sniff test, first of all. But the second thing is that you've got to have a problem with this. Like, do you not have a... He goes, so what's your beef with it? I said, well, you keep me in business. He goes, what do you do? I said, I'm a pastor who does biblical counseling. He's like, almost dropped his wine. And I just said, hey, listen, I'm not here to slam you or, you know, or anything like that. What I want to tell you is that you are working for the devil. You're just a pawn, but you need to meet Jesus Christ. And you need to understand that you're working against everything God wants to do in our world to redeem it and bring it back. You know, and he didn't know what to do with all that, but I left him thinking at least, right? But that, I'm telling you, it is all over, and it is a very profitable, very visited web industry. But here's the second thing I'd want to say. So, was that like new information to you guys? Not really. You know, you might go, oh, wow, well, families, more than 70% of men from 18 to 34 visit pornography websites monthly. Did you say 70 or 7? 70. One out of six women, and it's increasing. A significant factor in 2 out of 3 divorces. Come on. You got to be kidding me, right? 9 out of 10 children age 8 to 16 have viewed pornography, whether they wanted to or not, kind of thing. Like, it will happen with your kids. It's going to happen. It's just how you deal with it. It's already happened in my house. Not on purpose, but pop-ups and things, and my son's like... Anyway, can't go too far into that. We've dealt with it. And we have filters, by the way. Why don't you get some filters? Why don't you get a clue? We have every filter known to man, and they're still getting through, right? In the church, 51% of pastors who are honest say cyber porn is a possible temptation. The other 49 are lying. But anyway, 51% clearly saying it's a temptation. Of course it's a temptation. The question is, what are you doing about it? 37% say it's a struggle. Thanks for being honest. 57 say that addiction to pornography is one of the most sexually damaging issues they deal with in their church. So, again, sort of after a while, statistics just kind of are mind-numbing, aren't they? It's a problem. It's a big problem. What are we doing about it? Second thing I would just say is it's misunderstood. It's misunderstood. I believe that... One, it's misunderstood in the world because we're the noetic effect of sin, and just the fact we'll talk all about this in a bit about how people are calloused and clouded from it in a way that I think it's like a couple of other sexual issues. It's something Satan knows how to leverage in an extremely powerful way. But I think it's misunderstood in the church. That's what I'm going to be talking about. I'm going to try to convince you that most of the time we don't do a very good job counseling people struggling with pornography. And I'm going to show you why, and then I'm going to show you how we could do a better job. How's that sound? You guys up for that? Okay. And it's a symptom. It's not the problem. And then finally, it can be overcome. It really can be. There is hope for the hopeless pornographer. There is hope for the hopeless pornographer who feels so frustrated and overwhelmed, and I don't know if I'll ever, and I can't, and I don't know, and I get back up, and then I fall again, and there's hope for that person. Okay, we're going to find out how to help them. Lastly, I just say God's not happy with pornography at all. But I wonder if he's more angry about how little the church acts like they have a better thing than pornography. And a solution to it.